my room, feeling good. He looks great and he's wearing a blue shirt and I'm wearing a purple shirt. Yes, the end.
Hello,
how are you, Matey Moo McGee?
I'm glad to see that the yoga mat's not still in the interview room.
Well, I tried to make it a bit more grown up by taking the yoga mat away, and all there is a light there now. So,
a ring light. Look at you.
I'm kind of Insta famous, like bikini selfies. You know how it is, like teeth whitening.
You didn't bring it into this interview because you know that I would bring it up.
You'd be like, "Are you wearing a ring light, dickhead?" All right, mate.
A ring light. See it.
Well, matey, what a cool thing you're doing. I love this. I love Royal Albert Hall. You know, I saw Ray LaMontagne there maybe, I'm going to say 10 years ago when I lived in London, and it was one of the best gigs of my life. Come on, play me some Ray.
I can't remember the chords, but something like that. Great. He's Ray LaMontagne at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yes.
I chew my hand off for that right now. Imagine if you could go to that gig now.
Oh, do you know he didn't even speak the whole gig? He walked onto the stage, him and then three musicians with a spotlight on each of them. They played for like 2 hours. And then at the end, he just said, "Thank you, I'm Ray," and introduced everyone and then left. And everyone was just like,
"That is it. I would love that right now." There's billions of people around the world screaming out for that exact moment. Yeah. But we're going to do it. We're going to play the Royal Albert Hall. It's going to be good. We haven't played together in a long time, so it's going to be amazing. Play the Royal, an empty Royal Albert Hall, which I've never seen before.
This is something no one does, and you'll never do again. But we get things like this that's once in a lifetime. It's going to be eerie. It'll sound different because there'll be no one there. How do you feel about it?
Maybe we needed it. We were getting too ahead of ourselves there with all these big venues and live audiences and stuff like that. Maybe we were too good. It was too good. Maybe we needed this. But you know, it is good. It's kind of like the Royal Albert Hall is one of the most beautiful venues, as you know, that with those red theater seats and like the circle vibe of it and the boxes and the Queen standard up in the box and all of this, the Royal Standard. As far as like virtual gigs go, this is the best looking venue you could do it in. I think it wouldn't work in an arena, you know what I mean, in terms of like the way you can make it look beautiful. This is the venue. And I'm glad we got it, but it's going to be amazing, I think.
Do you have to get together with the boys first for practice, or like do you just go, "Oh, we'll wing it"? Like, do you have a garage? Do you get access to the Royal Albert Hall early? Like, what are the logistics here now?
No, we're going to rehearse for a week or 5 days beforehand. I think we, probably a week actually, yeah. We're going to do like the first week in November, and then the show is the night of the 7th. So that first week, because we rehearsed for the tour anyway. You know, we knew what we were going to. We're not doing the exact same set list because it's a completely different gig now. But we're playing a few tunes from the first album and then mostly the second album, and playing for like an hour and 10 or 15 or something like that. And yeah, it's more about the spectacle. It's just going to be unbelievable.
Are you going to be wearing a chicken suit, that kind of spectacle? Or
No. Borat costume.
Oh, the mankini. Nice.
Yeah, no, I was going full on my cycling gear. I'm going to cycle on the stage.
Either way, we're getting some lycra, and I'm here for it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Man, that's so exciting. As long as you play my favorite song. And I see us in black and white, crystal clear on scarlet night, all the gold's colors. And live it for the rest of my life. Oh my God, I love that song so much. Come on, can you give me 20 seconds of it so I can hear you?
Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear in the starlit night. Oh, you go, just get it. Promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. Something like that.
Oh, what else is, because I've only got a couple minutes, but I like to talk about life with you, not just all music things, because it's incredible that you're doing this gig. You're raising money for your crew and crew everywhere who have been without work. And this is so fantastic. We can't wait to see you perform. But how are you? How are you feeling? Where's your head at? Where's your heart at before I let you go?
I'm good. I'm enjoying it. I struggled with it at the start because I would have loved to have been on the road. Bear in mind, I would have just got back from Australia a couple of weeks ago. So that's a bit sad, to be honest. I think I would have been probably playing. I would like to think I would have been playing some English shows at the moment. I was meant to be playing Amsterdam a couple of nights ago, Paris a few nights before that. So it was all a dream. I would love to have done that, but apart from that, I've actually really enjoyed it. The whole not being able to, not having time off for the last 10 years has been, this has been good for that. But it's also given you kind of like fire in the belly. And like when I come back, I want to come back big.
Amen.
Whatever that.
And how has this changed the way you think you'll tour in the future? Like, or you'll like, is it, has this experience changed anything that you've gone, okay, when I do get back to this and back into the craziness, I got to do X, Y, Z? Or are you just like, it was what it was, back to?
Yeah, obviously it's been a good time to do the old reevaluation on your career. You know, you can kind of think what I want to do next, how I would like it to go, and try and set bigger goals. Because when you're on the move, you don't really get the chance to set goals. It all kind of happens. And then you go, and then someone goes, and do you, what's your next goal? You're like, I couldn't even tell you because
yeah.
I'm in Germany tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And
I can only think 2 minutes in the future.
So I am fired up. I need to get back into the States now and start getting recording. And then God knows, because like, I mean, all you have to do is look at Victoria right now and you'll know that we're not going anywhere for a while.
Yeah.
And that's, it's not looking positive. But hold forth here for a bit and then see what happens. But I would like to be ready to go when we do go. Like, absolutely. I would hate to, like, we were talking about this recently with Ash, who got Moral of the Story with. Love, we were talking song. About it, where if you were to write like a banger now, would you release it? And I was like, no, I wouldn't. Because you spend so much time with these songs, you want it to have its best chance when you want to parade it around. And parading it around is not sitting on Zoom with you. Parading it around is going to see you.
Yeah.
Performing in Australia, performing all over the world, different shows. You wanted to do it as well as you can. It sounds like some sort of publicity stunt. But the fact is, if you own something and you nurture it, you wanted to do it as well as you can. It's like having a child.
I was going
to
say.
I want you to do it terribly.
Yeah, you're not going to lock your kid in a cupboard. You're going to say, go do taekwondo. Go do ballet. Do all the things you want to do and be the best kid in the world.
Correct.
That's beautiful. Well, my hope for you is that you write all the bangers in the world, that you dream up some new dreams, that you feel even more inspired about the future than ever before. And then when the time comes, you can execute it. I believe in you. We all believe in you because you're a good
dude. You too.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much. Come see us soon. We love you. The gig is happening on the 8th. Tickets on sale on the 16th.
It's going to be good. I think everyone needs to understand why we're doing the gig. It's kind of call to action to kind of like educate people, basically, yeah, on how hard these people work for us artists, first of all, and for you, because you're the ones to come and watch the show, and the show wouldn't look the way it did if we didn't have crew. We had to get our finger out and get the ball rolling from our end. I think it has to come now because the government are going to do nothing about it. So it's about the artists. If there's other artists, Australian artists, any artist who's watched this, if you're doing a virtual gig, make sure you have some sort of relief fund to give some of the money to. And then everyone will be happy.
Love it, brother. You're the best.
See ya.
Bye.